Hi, this is a dictation for Nasira Siddiqui, NASIRASIDDIQI. Nasira Siddiqui, Data Services, 7/11/2025. Date of birth, 3/28/1958. Date of accident is 2/7/2025. Patient is here for follow-up evaluation for an injury that she received on 2/7/2025, in which she was a restaurant driver and was involved with apparently more than 4 to 5 or 6 deers. All of a sudden, they crossed her car, the road in front of her. Some climbed on top of her car, some hit into the car, front, back, side, driver side. The impact caused her to lose the car completely. It was a total loss. Injury was substantial. She started having pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, and severe head injury, including headache, dizziness, vision disturbances, loss of memory, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and anxiety, depression, panic. The patient has been trying to improve, but he has not got better. The patient has done physical therapy since the time of this accident for last 6 months, 3 times per week, with the minimal relief. The patient has had TBI with the minimal involvement of the brain in the brain trauma. However, she insists that she has got a lot of symptoms that are there related to TBI. For example, she reports that she has a blackout and a feeling of falling without having seizure or complete loss of consciousness, but she has not gone to any hospital. She also feels very dizzy when climbing upstairs. Vertigo is present, loss of lack of focus, and memory loss. She has attended care since the time of accident for this reason, as she cannot go upstairs and her bathroom is downstairs. Sorry, the bathroom is upstairs, and she has to go and sleep upstairs for that reason. In fact, she has been asking for a lift to take her to the upstairs without any help. But since she has attended care, I have not done that. And the patient report that tomorrow she's going to go for an IME, and she'll continue physical therapy. She has not done any chiropractic, but today she's starting with Dr. Adam Rodney. Her pains are still continuing the same, pain in both knees, which is around 9, and the pain in the both shoulders is 9, and neck and mid-back and lower back is also 9. ADLs are affected 9. The patient has been advised to get some injection treatment, which she has been avoiding for 20% improvement. The ADLs are affected, according to her, the worst, to the tune of 9. And please review the records for the ADLs for system review, additional issues. And substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 120 over 73, pulse 57, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from 6/18/2025, dictation number 0706-008. Our diagnoses are the same. The plan is to continue the physical therapy 2 times a week to the affected area, lower back, both knees, both shoulders, with traction, massage, aqua therapy,